Hi, everybody. Thank you for downloading another one of the Conversations with Geek People podcasts. I'm Dr. Neville, and I'm joined here by Watcher Mark, one of my best friends and con buddies.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us. This is going to be one of our mini podcasts,
yes.
Orientated around the convention that we're all attending this weekend. And Mark, you are a con regular.
Con regular.
Bordering on a con ho at this point.
Conning since 2002. I have literally lost count of how many I've attended.
My heart bleeds for you.
I know, it's tragic, really,
it,
you know.
It does, then.
13 years of my life just gone.
Do you consider yourself a bit of a connoisseur now?
I do, definitely. I mean, it's like, it's weird because I've been coming so long, but like everyone, there's always something new brought in as well.
Even though it's around shows that stopped airing 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, every single event, there's always something unexpected. I never just walk in and know exactly what's going to happen.
Even though you know exactly the order it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly what's going to happen. Oh, yeah, I'll be like, yeah, just head downstairs, like, wait 10 minutes after the time. It won't even have started by then. Don't worry about seats. There's a lot of people not turning up to lots of people outside taking photos and that.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But, like, usually it's me interactions with people. It tends to, like, I have the most fun with now.
Yeah.
Now, it's, like, I've been coming so long, it's like, I come for my friends as opposed to coming for the guests. I still come for the guests.
Yeah.
You know, but it's seeing, like you and everyone else.
That was really happy smile for. When I make that clicking noise, that's my happy smile.
Yes. Smiles don't transfer over audio medium.
Not so much. I think it's one of these things, it's almost cheesy if you don't attend cons, that it's everybody's always talking about the community.
But it really is. I know it's like when you like put on a DVD commentary or behind the scenes and they're like, yeah, we're like a family, we get along so well, and you're like, oh, yeah, right, thanks, who wrote that line for you? But, like, it really is like that. You do get to know everyone.
Yeah, and there are guests that have been coming for so long, like, even though I've only been doing it a few years, there are guests now that are... they're barely guests. They are far more part of the attendees community than they are, like, they're one of us, you know. And
oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Well, one of the things I thought would be interesting would be if you did a rundown, starting from your top three cons.
Top three.
Three, two, then one. What was your third best con and why?
Okay, my third best con was Echo 2. It took place in 2010, I believe.
Mm.
2010, it was the Dollhouse convention, and it was my comeback into the convention scene, because I'd taken a few years out. There weren't any shows that were being covered that I was really interested in, and I think I was also like having like time problems because I was working a lot back then, so I was nervous before I started again, because I was really out of practice. But it was such a great convention. I mean, like, highlights were Frank Kranz was there, and he had breakfast with me on the Saturday morning, which was, oh, so awesome, you know. And Reed Diamond was there. He's like full of energy, friend of his show, isn't he?
Yeah. happens to be, yes. Thank you for casually bringing that up.
Yeah, don't, just give me the five later. But, and it was also, like, on a Sunday night, like, Dietrich and Lachman talked to me and a group of people for, like, an hour.
Oh, yeah, and she was taking pictures with everybody.
Everybody.
Like, she's one of those guests that's a family member. Like, it feels like she's part of the family.
Definitely.
Now.
She is awesome. She boogies until closing them, and she's around for long after that.
Yeah.
She's absolutely brilliant.
That was also the con that we met.
Yes, we did. It was you meet some people at cons who are like, hey, all right, but then there's those people you like click with.
Yeah.
But there we
go. Having a little love in now, we'd better get back to the,
we are.
Second favourite con then.
Second favourite convention is Serenity Forever.
What can you tell me about Serenity Forever?
Oh, Serenity Forever. There was something that happened on Saturday night. There was a little known film director, TV show creator.
Indie guy, I think.
Yeah, Josh Wilson, I think his name is.
Yeah, and that's it.
He turned up and everyone was apparently quite happy. I'm jesting, of course. It was basically, it was a Saturday night, and this like made the whole convention. It was already a great convention.
It was a Firefly-based one, and the guests were all orientated around the Whedon world, and it was...
So anyway, I submit for you people of the Midnight Society the tale of Joss Whedon here. It was Saturday night. It was about just before midnight. And a few of us were like feeling like really kind of like, you know what? Things are kind of dead. So we might just go to bed. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to bed because I'm actually getting pretty tired. I hadn't slept much the night before. And then like I see Sean Mayer and Jewel Stated were there and he walked in with like a cloaked figure. And we're like,
Cloaked figure makes it sound so romantic.
Sorry,
he had a scarf figure wrapped around his face and a towel on his head. It was a subtle entrance.
Yes, it was. we noticed, we're like, what's going on there? But all of a sudden, there seemed to be like a mass exodus to the dance floor. And I was thinking, what's going on here? And it's like one of those things where you feel as if you should follow. Because when there's that many people going, you might as well go and see what's happening.
It's either going to go really well or really badly.
So I've run up to someone in front of me. I can't remember who. And I'm like, what's going on? Why is everyone running in? And they're like, Joss is here. I'm like, I'm sorry, who? Seriously, who? Joss Whedon's in there. And I'm like, no. I could go to someone else. It's Joss Whedon in it. You're like, hey, he's in there. He's in there.
Dancing up a storm.
I go in and there he is. The Lord, the Messiah, my Yoda. Just totally like boogieing down with everyone and just seeing him in the flesh was like, you know, it was, you know, can't describe it. I mean, Joss is like Joss, you know, created Buffy.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like spending ages deciding if I should like go up and say hi or not. I didn't in the end because I knew that if I went up, I was going to end up obsessing over what I said to him for ages and thinking, oh my God, I made such an idiot of myself somehow. But it was great. Everyone, like, suddenly, I wasn't so keen on going to bed.
Yeah.
So, it's like, it's 2:00, the party has to shut down. Just gives a few words on the stage. And he, like, thanks everyone. He gets a bit emotional. And everyone's chanting. Then everyone starts singing Hero Canton.
No.
Or was it Firefly? No.
It was the Ballad of Serenity.
Ballad of Serenity. I keep getting those two mixed up. I'm such a terrible fan.
Bad geek.
I am.
Giving your card at the door.
I am. But yeah, he went and like, you know, everyone was singing the Firefly theme.
Yeah.
And everyone was rocking out of a Buffy theme tune when he went.
Oh.
Oh, it was so good. And everyone was so happy afterwards. Next day, it was seriously like everyone was telling their own version of the tale.
Yeah.
You know, if he went up to him to say hi or if he just saw him on stage. And oh, so good.
It was
absolutely so good.
I think one of the things that was really special about that was about a year later, there was some panel that was on, and I think it was either Jewel or Sean, but they were saying about how he'd come to a con and that he'd heard, because he'd gone through the doors when we all started singing, but that like he heard us all, you know, pitch perfect, word perfect. We knew every line, every beat, you know.
And then
I think, you know, one of the things he'd said was that you'd nothing on the air, like currently, and yet we were all there, and this was a show that didn't even last a year, and yet it got a film. It had this community that's still vibrant. And
because here's the thing, right? It's because it's not just because of Buffy that I love Joss Whedon. He's given me pretty much like, you know, I wasn't like a very social person at school. I was bullied a lot, and I was, you know, I was very socially inept. And then like Buffy came on. And like it was a show that I really, really enjoyed. And it was a show that people at like college enjoyed when I started there.
Yeah.
And I started posting on fan forums. Then I decided I want to try to attend a convention. And it's back in 2002, I ended up looking like on websites and I came across End of Days in 2002. So I decided I was going to go to that, and I did, and it was a brilliant weekend. It's very narrowly missed out on my top three.
Mm.
But it's like, because of that, I've made so many friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like so many people, and I've got so many awesome memories from it, and it all comes from him, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's just seeing him in the flesh was like really just, I can't describe it.
Okay, so that's pretty epic. Number two.
Yeah, the movie's out in June.
What is your favourite convention? What could possibly have topped Serenity Forever?
Serenity Forever, well, Serenity Forever is just beat by Invasion. I think it is. No, it was Invasion 3, but it had a 3 in just to make it a bit difficult to say.
To say, yeah.
Oh, Invasion 3, that was just the best weekend for several reasons. First of all, me and you, Niamh, we really became friends then.
We became inseparable, actually, during that con, yeah.
But it's like everything there went right, you know. We had great interactions with the guests. It was so smooth. And, you know, I made loads of, like, new friends who I still, like, hang around with now. And when I was there, like, me and a group of friends, including Shona of this podcast, and a few
others. Do I know Shona?
She's Irish.
Oh, like, well, you. Then I must. Yeah.
Yeah.
But moving swiftly onwards.
Yes. And we all like, ended the costume competition. We all went as, like, DC characters. DC villains, I should say. Batman villains. And I went as Joker. And Shona went as Harley. And I think I've mentioned about how much I love Harley online. And
your tattoo that's staring tattoo, at me.
Yes, tattoo.
Gives that away.
But we all entered and we, like, all put, like, a ton of effort into our costumes. And we don't do it to win.
Mm.
No one enters a costume competition to win. Well, no one who appreciates cosplay enters costume competitions to win.
It's just the crack, really, yeah, isn't it?
It's just the experience. But we ended up, like, against a team who were representing Marvel.
So yeah. Suddenly it's an actual comic war.
Yeah. I want to stress, I heart Marvel. But in this case, it was like, you know, I wanted Marvel to just die.
That's a little harsh, but it was...
It was like...
I always remember, though, the Penguin, which was Marcus. His walking stick.
Umbrella.
It was Umbrella. Yeah, umbrella, yeah. I knew I'd said the wrong one. His Umbrella. You know when you're just like, damn, I've never done anything or made anything in my life that's like, individually, it was so cool, but collectively, you were awesome. Sorry, I'm just interrupting there.
But, sorry. No, but yeah, so we went out and we like showed off and we were all like really happy about it. And the judges went off to judge. And the judging takes, what, usually about 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
But it's like half an hour later and we hadn't come back. And someone, I can't remember who it was, said that they were having like huge trouble deciding who'd won. So, and it was between, and like we announced the other winners. And yeah. It was like between us and
Marvel.
Yeah. And they're announcing and it's like, and it was Magda Apodowicz who was announcing and she takes this deliberate pause. And the winner
is... knows how to build up the tension.
She really does. And it's like, and she goes, Gotham. And it was just like, I just said we don't do it to win, but it is nice to win. But oh man, that is definitely my all-time top convention memory. But Invasion was just such a perfect weekend anyway. It's the only convention where I proper blubbed at the end, saying goodbye. Most of the time I'm like, I'm fine, it's great to see you.
I'll go have a private cry in the shower later.
But then I was just like, I'll see you next. You know, it was genuinely like tears.
I think that was the first con where everybody has smartphones and we were all sat around being utterly miserable and I don't remember who it was, but somebody was like, fuck it, I'm booking my next con right now, and suddenly the phones came out and it was kind of like, hey, we can do that, you know.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're, instead of it coming to an end, it was like counting down to the next one.
It shows how long it's been. When I started cons, I had to send off a check and wait a couple of months for my ticket to come back.
You're younger than me, and that makes you really old.
You're giving me a midlife crisis. This is meant to be fun.
Yeah. Well, now I'm completely miserable. It feels like a good time to end with a song.
It really does.
Apparently, we're ending our podcasts with a song now.
Yes, we need a song.
I really wish I'd put more thought into this before I announced that I was about to sing, because nothing is coming to mind.
I know. I'm trying to think of something. It really is.
I'm literally so bereft. I'm thinking, we're fans and we know we are. That's pathetic. Like, we have to do better than that.
It could be, cons, baby, cons, come and attend.
I like that. That works.
Yes.
And it has the added value of potentially going horribly wrong if you flub a bell there.
It does. Well, any song goes horribly wrong when I start singing it, because my voice is just terrible.
Well, any song I attempt to sing at the end of the con will make me lose my voice. So maybe we should stick with that known classic that Shona introduced me to, which I believe it goes something like this. I don't think I've done that justice, but we did our best.
Yes, we did.
If you managed to make it to the end of this podcast, then congratulations. Then please tweet either Mark or myself or Shona the word villains. But put some context into that, because we could end up, you know, going to war with you. if we read it first thing in the morning on a grumpy day or something. Anyhow, if you want to get in touch with us about anything that you've heard tonight, then you can get in touch with Mark at Twitter.
Yes, I am at twitter.com/watchermark.
That was really specific. I didn't mean to like set it up like that. I'm at,
oh, right.
Yeah, I'm at Dr. Neville, and you can, of course, find Shona at Ellie Jaden. And thank you very much. See you soon. I wasn't even in it. I got a shout out.